Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Discover Blind Spots podcast, where we believe what you don't see can actually hurt you. This is episode number 18, and we're in the middle of the series talking about values. And if you remember, if you were here with us last week or over the past couple of weeks or followed us on social media, as you know, I'm in the middle of talking about three values that are significant to me and my business. Last week, I introduced the first value, which was to be highly responsive. So appreciate the feedback. I got some feedback from people. Somebody said, boy, this is really hard to do. And I agree. At times, it really is. When life gets crazy, it's hard to be responsive. Also, just want to remind you, why are we talking about values? Is because it's important. It's important to identify, clarify those values so that you don't drift. We've talked about that in the past couple weeks. And it's important to make sure that perhaps you set some values in your life, also in your business. If you work, if you're in part of a department, you manage a team. It's always important to have the value set. It's sort of like a foundation that supports your mission and vision. So this week, I want to talk about the second value for my business. And let me just ask you this question. You ever struggled to be nice with people? You ever had that issue? You ever struggled to be kind when you've had one of those days? I have, for sure. I have this little sign behind me in my office that someone was nice enough made for me that just simply says one of the fruits said patience. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. So this week's value is to be incredibly kind. That's just those two words, incredibly kind. Why kindness? Well, because we should. We should always try to do that. We choose how we treat others. So kindness is always an option. But what about the issue in the business world? You know, sometimes people say, yeah, but doesn't being too kind make you look weak? Or what if you, won't you get destroyed? You know, when people, they'll run over you if you're too kind, you're too nice. Don't you need to be tough, kind of hard-nosed? Well, let me clarify what I'm talking about in regards to kindness. I think kindness has gotten a bad rap at times because sometimes you experience a fake kindness, this syrupy kind of kindness that doesn't have a backbone. Or probably more so, there's kindness that seems to always have a string attached. So, you know, why are you being nice to me? What do you want? You ever had that happen where you're nice to somebody and they're like, are you okay? What do you want? You want something. And so kindness gets this little bit of a, you know, you kind of look out of the, kind of squint your eyes and say, there's something, you know, there's some fine print here, something beneath the surface that we need to look at. You know, there's conditions. I'm not talking about that kind of kindness. I'm talking about the kindness that does have a backbone. Yes, sometimes it's the tone of your words. Sometimes it's as simple as listening intently to someone in need. That can just be showing kindness by providing a listening ear, paying attention. Sometimes it's writing a note. I try to do that to my accounts, and periodically I just try to write them a note. We just don't do that enough these days. And the only reason I'm doing that is to try to just say, hey, I just want to be kind. I want to demonstrate an act of kindness. Perhaps another act of kindness is when you remember something from a previous conversation with somebody and you bring it back up. Hey, you know, last time, update me on this. You were talking about so-and-so. Boy, that's a kind gesture. That shows people that you truly do care and you remember and you're leaning in when you're having those discussions. And then another way of showing kindness is to be flexible. And then sometimes, though, kindness can be used with tough conversations. There's an employee that needs to be punished, you know, for whatever, or not punished, but reprimanded. A child needs to be punished. but employee that needs to be reprimanded for whatever, and just doing that with kindness. You ever thought about that? I need to deliver a tough message, but there's a way to do it with kindness, and even the ability to hold your tongue at times. You know, when we want to lash out at somebody and we sort of hold our tongue, we think through our words. That's another way of demonstrating kindness. Did you know that kindness is also one of the fruits of the Spirit? I don't know if you're a Christ follower, you read Scripture, so forth, but kindness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. It can be found, the list of the fruits, be found in Galatians 5, it's verse 22. It says, "But Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives, love," here they are, they're nine, "love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." You know what? We should do a podcast on each of those fruits. It's a good idea. Might think about that. But note, when I gave you that list, note the order of kindness in this list. It's right after patience. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. So kindness falls right after patience. It's hard to be kind when you're impatient with someone. I think we'd all agree with that. I remember I was on this board that I served on, and we had a board meeting on a Sunday evening, and I was driving, actually, you know, earlier in the day, you know, kind of running some errands because I had to, you know, get some things done before I went to the board meeting. I was driving. This guy cut me off in the car, or I can't remember. Maybe I cut him off. I can't remember. But anyway, we were blowing horns at each other, and I mean, we didn't give them any signs, you know, any finger signs or anything, but you know, we were shaking our fists. Maybe that was the motion we were doing. And I remember it was a large board, and I didn't know everybody in the room, and it was early in the year for that board. And I remember walking in, the room was sort of full. I walked in, there was an empty seat. I sat down in the seat, looked over to my right, said hello to the gentleman who was sitting there. It was the guy who was in the car that we had that interaction earlier that day. So my impatience, my lack of patience driving led to a lack of kindness. If I'd have been more patient, maybe I would have been more kind and wouldn't have had that awkward encounter sitting next to him at the board meeting. And I want to talk about three kindness killers. So, you know, you can just say, I'm just going to be kind, but what are things that prevent you from being kind? So here are three things that will kill your kindness in a heartbeat. So first of all, a kindness killer can start with our minds. Allowing our minds to run wild. In other words, just to start thinking of things that aren't true, but we get ourselves all worked up. You ever had that happen? In Alcoholics Anonymous, there are 12-step groups. They have, it's become common, this idea of letting your minds run wild, and it's called stinking thinking. So what you think can impact how you behave. Now, what is it? What is stinking thinking? It's when we fill our minds with negative thinking. Our minds, when they're filled with things like resentment and bitterness and blame and pessimism and negativity, and that list can just go on. It can have such a negative effect on us. And we allow the world and we allow others to influence our thinking, which in turn influences how we treat others. We start to connect dots that aren't there. You know, last week we talked about people connect dots if we're not responsive. We do that as well. We start to connect dots that aren't there, that aren't true. We start to have imaginary conversations in our head about somebody. Then we jump to huge conclusions about the other person. And before you know it, the situation is blown out of control, and our minds become this impossible soil for this fruit of kindness to grow. You know, the fruit of the Spirit, fruit we hope grows in our life. Well, our minds have this tainted soil that makes it impossible for that fruit of kindness to grow. So here's the thing. Take an inventory of your thoughts at the end of a day and just sort of decide what part of this that I'm, you know, thinking about is, you know, I could classify it as stinking thinking. And if there's some of that, it could start to influence another part of your body. And that's number two, you know, kind of a kindness killer, probably one of the most dangerous kindness killers. Number two is our tongue. When your thinking is not right, it usually influences our tongue. We can deliver a deadly blow to kindness. In other words, we can really show our lack of kindness with our words. In fact, we do more damage with our words and the tone of our words than anything else. You ever had that happen, you know, where somebody says to you, hey, it's not what you said, it's the way you say it. So it's the tone of what you said. I've said that to my kids a lot of times. It's not what you said, but it's the tone and the inflections and how you actually said those words. Our words can kill this opportunity for this kindness fruit to grow in a big way. I have this illustration of a guy I used to work with in the marketplace, and he loved to bark orders. And what I mean by that, he loved to just yell out to his team, hey, Joe, I need this right now, you know, or hey, Sally, go downstairs, pick this up for me. His tone was always abrupt. I remember one day I was watching him, and he didn't mean anything by it. He was really a really good guy, but he would just get caught up in what he was doing, and he would have this just nasty tone, and he didn't realize that when he would say something to people, they would sort of look, you know, kind of strange, like, is he upset? What's going on? I remember one day I was watching him, and I walked over after one of those counters. He was somebody that I managed. And I walked over after one of those counters, and I just said, he said, what's up? And I said, please. And he looked at me kind of with a blank stare, and he said, what are you talking about? I said, please. And he said, please what? I said, how about adding please, just one word, either to the beginning or the end of your sentences when you ask for something? And I remember he kind of laughed, and I said, no, I'm serious. And eventually he started using that one word, please, with his request. And then he added another good word, which is thank you, when people brought stuff back. And his personality slowly started to change. And his team obviously started to love him a whole lot more. You know, I love Chick-fil-A. And I love from their customer service standpoint, you know, what do they always say? My pleasure, right? They're using their words to demonstrate kindness. You know, whoever said sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me. Obviously, I never had someone say something hurtful about them. You know, hurtful things, words that are hurtful, hurt people. Here's something to remember. Words are meant to edify. The word edify means to build up, not to tear down. I'm going to say that again. Words are meant to edify, to build up, not to tear down. So here's a simple test for your words. It's kind of a way to sort of, if you can add that filter where you think before you speak, here's a simple test. Is what I'm about to say true? Is what I'm about to say kind? Is what I'm about to say necessary? Okay? Is it true? Is it kind? And is it necessary? If you can answer yes to all three of those, then say it. If not, keep quiet. All right, now let's move to number three. The third kindness killer, if our minds are filled with stinking thinking and our tongues are throwing flames at people, finally our heart starts to get infected. And an infected heart becomes hard and rigid. Have you ever tried to grow something in a garden when the soil wasn't right? Ever tried to do that? Maybe there hasn't been any rain in a while and the soil has turned to just dust. It's just as hard as a rock. It's impossible to grow anything, particularly fruit, in those conditions. It's also impossible to show kindness to others with an infected heart, with a heart that has a soil that is hardened because of our thinking and our tongue, then maybe if that happens, maybe you need to find a way for that soil in our heart to become watered. Let me just sort of end with this. I think this is an epidemic. I think kindness, if you flip on the news, you know, you could just go through and see the lack of kindness in our world today. But I think kindness is an epidemic in our workplace. We're so driven to get the job done at times that we allow our minds to get corrupted into this stinking thinking stuff. We allow our tongues to lash out to others. And we allow our hearts, as a result of the first two, we allow our hearts to become hard. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to work in a place like that. And as an owner of a company, I don't want to create an environment like that either. So if you're a manager, you know, do a little gut check and ask yourself, am I creating an environment where, you know, I've allowed my mind to get corrupted and I allow my tongue to lash out at times. And I can tell that, you know, I'm just, you know, my heart is kind of hard and cold towards people because I've got so much on my plate, so much that I need to do. And you start to get that inwardly focused attitude. And it shows. We wear that. Our team sees that. In fact, that personality enters the room sometimes before you do. You know, people, if you have a meeting and you're in that kind of a mood and people are waiting on you for a meeting, boy, your personality has already gotten there before you walk into the door. So that's why I decided, you know, I don't want to create that environment in my business as well. And that's why I decided to make it one of my values. I certainly want my customers to see this value in me. I mean, I really do. I want them to, and I want to as well. I mean, I certainly want to work with kind customers or clients and so forth, but I want them to see this value in me. But I also want everyone I come into contact with each day to see it as well. But I'll admit, it's not easy. There are days I fail. Days that I struggle, days that kindness fruit can become rotten. And usually those are days that the lack of kindness follows a lack of impatience, a lack of patience. But I'm trying, and I encourage you to try as well. All right, so that's it for kindness. Next week, we're going to talk about the final value. Let me give you this little tease about next week's value. The value will challenge you to throw away the scales. Wonder what that could be. Hope you'll tune in to find out, and we'll talk about that. See you next week.